You're tuned to the National News Show of Texas. It's Texas Standard Time. In temperature terms, temperature in Prairie View is metaphorically off the charts. Waller County, northwest of Houston, a grand jury's been exploring evidence in the case of 28-year-old Sandra Bland, the African-American woman found dead in a jail cell on July 13th, 3 days after she was arrested during a traffic stop. The Sandra Bland case and the dash cam video from her arrest triggered a global firestorm of outrage in the middle of a larger national discussion about police power and race in the United States. St. John Smith of the Houston Chronicle has been following this case from the start, a case which has generated far more questions than answers, and indeed, after a grand jury decision, there's still many unanswered questions today. St. John, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
The decision last night was that no felony crime was committed by the sheriff's office or jailers in the treatment of Sandra Bland. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
And what has been the reaction?
Well, obviously, you know, we've been following this for quite a while, and community reaction is pretty intense. And obviously, across social media, there's a lot of outrage. And then, of course, with the family, I know they're somewhat disappointed. Their lawyer spoke to the press yesterday and called the grand jury a sham of a proceeding. So we're really going to have to see what happens going forward.
The attorney for Sandra Bland's parents apparently questioning why the grand jury took so long. In fact, the entire process, they talked about, and I want to quote here, the secrecy of it all. Was there anything particularly secret or more so than any other grand jury proceeding here?
I couldn't really speak to that. I mean, grand jury proceedings by nature are secret. You know, obviously we'll be reporting over the next couple of weeks, trying to learn more, and perhaps something will come out. You know, there will be more hearings, as you mentioned, next month. And so there may be more details to come out of that as well. And then, of course, there's the civil lawsuit that the family's filed against the Waller County Sheriff's Office. And, you know, through discovery, maybe more information will come out that way as well.
Let's talk about what happens next month. A grand jury is supposed to reconvene in January, and they're going to be, what, looking at the trooper's role in this entire affair, is that right?
Yeah, that's my understanding. I was, I got in touch with the special prosecutor this morning, still waiting back for some answers. But as you mentioned, the decision not to indict was specifically for the sheriff's office and the jail staff. So there's one area that there could be possible indictments remaining or more action from the grand jury would be Trooper Antonia's stop of Sandra Bland, how he conducted himself in that stop, and how that resulted.
Yeah, this is something that we have heard from some of our Texas Standard listeners about. You know, whatever happened to Brian Encinia, who was the white trooper who arrested Sandra Bland, and whether or not he should face charges. In the time since that notorious YouTube video went viral, where has he been through all this?
It's my understanding, right, DPS had, they reviewed the stop. They found that he violated sort of internal procedures, the department's courtesy policy, basically, and then that they investigated him for official oppression, that would be the charge, and then forwarded those findings to the grand jury, and he's been on administrative duties ever since.
So he
he's
remains.
He's not been out in the field, but yeah, he remains with the department, you know, until such time as whatever decision comes out of the grand jury. And then, of course, they'll have to tell us more.
St. John Smith is a reporter for the Houston Chronicle covering this story. St. John, thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.